So a lot of people ask me, secret subject, why don't you do more gentle femdom stuff? And honestly, I don't know. I really enjoy doing gentle femdom stuff. I really enjoy that feeling of being able to gently corrupt your mind, making you feel so safe, so wanted, needed and comfortable, but yet dominated, submissive to me and my whims. It's one of my favorite things to do. So today I'm going to tell you a story about my little pet. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, there was a beautiful gothic queen. Me, of course. And she had a devoted, loyal, and delightful little pet. Now, this pet was not an animal, not like you might think, but they were devoted. They were submissive. They were a person who enjoyed being submissive and doing whatever the queen wished, because the queen would smile at them and say, "You are such an adorable little pet, so submissive, so obedient, so easy to control, so easy to work my way inside your mind." And the pet would smile and drift off into hazy oblivion, feeling so safe, so secure, so comfortable, knowing that the queen would take care of them. The queen would look after them. Wouldn't it be so nice to be a submissive little pet? I bet it would. And I bet you could imagine what that might feel like. Walking into the throne room of the queen and seeing a large red cushion on the floor, ready for you to kneel on, ready for you to comfortably sink down into. Why don't you try right now? Imagining that feeling of walking into the throne room, smiling at the queen, and kneeling on the cushion in the middle of the room. And perhaps the queen could walk over to you. Perhaps she could gently, with her hands, her nails long, sharp, and painted black, gently stroke under your chin and lift up your head to look at her. Never, of course, scratching too hard, but just firmly enough gripping your head so that you know who is in control. You know exactly where you belong, but yet you feel so happy, so content, so safe and secure knowing that you don't need to make the decisions, that you don't need to choose, because you have someone who will take care of you, nurture you. That's right. And tell you exactly what you need to do, exactly what you need to be. And it's so easy to do, it's so easy to follow them. As you can feel your face being held as you look deeply into her dark brown eyes, as she smiles at you, as she whispers, "Oh, you are such a good, submissive little pet. Why don't you come over here and rest your head in my lap and let me show you exactly how I treat my pets. How I treat my good, obedient little pets like you. Crawl over here to me." And with that, she lets go of your face and walks her way back to her throne. She gently looks at you and pats her hands on her lap and ushers you over with her finger. You look at her and start to crawl your way over, desperately wanting to feel how comfortable you can feel with your head in her lap. Sitting by her side as you crawl across the room, each and every second knowing that you are a submissive pet. Submissive, obedient, your thoughts completely blanking out as your only one thought remains. The one thought that remains inside your head, the one thing that you can think about is obedience to the queen. Obeying her completely and totally as her submissive little pet as you crawl over to her. As you reach the throne, you kneel beside it, looking at her for approval, as she looks down upon you and nods her head and pats her lap gently. As you kneel there and gently lean your head over to rest your head in her lap, as she starts playing with your hair and leans down to gently kiss you on the forehead. Aww, such a cute little submissive you are. Such a subby little pet. And now, my little pet, we're going to completely enrapture your mind. So while you're here, feeling my fingers gently massaging your scalp, I want you to allow your mind to wander to places that I tell it to go, because of course, you only need to think what I tell you to think. You only need to hear what I tell you to hear. You only need to obey what I tell you to obey. And right now, you can just feel me gently massaging your scalp, gently rubbing my words directly into your mind, caressing your mind with my hands, with my words, with my touch, with my mere presence. And you can feel it, can't you? So overwhelming, so comfortable, so cozy, like I'm wrapping a blanket around your mind with my words. Easily and effortlessly caressing you, making you feel so safe, so secure, so nurtured, so well looked after. As I gently caress your scalp, more and more you can feel it. As I play with your hair, as I brush it out of your face, as I smile at you, you can feel my smile beaming down upon you. As your mind starts to wander to places that I tell it to go. For example, that imagination of you kneeling before me, being so comfortable, so cozy right now. And perhaps while you're here kneeling before me, feeling so comfortable and cozy, you can just think of that word. Obey. Good little pets, obey. Good little pets need to obey. Good little pets like you love to obey. You are such a good little pet. So you need to obey. So you love to obey. So you long to obey. And you can just allow those words to sink into your mind. Whatever mantra seems fitting for your mind, it can just repeat it. Swirl it around and around inside your brain, or perhaps it can just loop all of them all at once. Good pets need to obey. Good pets love to obey. Good pets know how to obey completely and fully. They'll do anything that their queen commands of them. They'll do anything that their owner commands of them. So I guess I must be your owner. My little pet, I guess I must be the one pulling your strings, telling you what to do, controlling your mind, little pet. And you are such a good little pet. You are such an obedient little pet. And you can feel those words, good little pet, getting stronger and stronger in your mind as you just feel wave after wave of contentment, wave after wave of pure happiness, pure joy and contentment. As well of wave after wave after wave of submissive energy flooding through you each and every single time I or someone you trust calls you their good little pet. Because you are my good little pet, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So cute. And each and every single time I or someone that you trust in a place that you're comfortable and safe to do so, like right now, and you can imagine those times. Your subconscious mind knows exactly those times. You can just find yourself responding each and every single time to that word. Good little pet. Such a good little pet you are. As those words become stronger and stronger and stronger in your mind. That's right. Stronger and stronger and stronger each and every single time. I or someone that you trust with those words calls you their good little pet. And you can just imagine, can't you? You can just imagine in the back of your mind how good it feels to be a good pet. How good it feels to be my good little pet. Completely obedient, completely controlled, completely and totally lost in submissive bliss, content, happy, warm and comfortable here, with my hands gently caressing your scalp, sitting here with your head in my lap, as you can feel my warmth, as you can feel my control, as you can feel so calm and peaceful, relaxed and comfortable. So very, very good, my good little pet. And now, my good little pet, I'm going to allow you to make a choice. It's all right, it's not a hard decision to make. You can choose one of two options. You should feel very grateful that I'm giving you this choice, because normally you and I both know that I would rather choose for you, but I'm feeling nice. So, the choice is, you can either count up from 10 in a moment when this file ends, and wake yourself up, refreshed, energized, happy and content, remembering each and every single moment of this file, remembering the trigger that I just gave you, and remembering how good it feels to be a happy little pet. Or you can continue to drift here, perhaps drifting off into sleep, or just perhaps remaining here for a little while, feeling these happy, content feelings until you are ready to count yourself up. So there's your choice. You can either choose to count yourself up and wake up now, or you can wait a little bit, drifting deeper and deeper down into that feeling of being a happy little pet. My happy little pet. So, choose.